Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. We go immediately to the rains came. Not out west where the drought is, but entirely on one place. Casinos in Las Vegas. I didn't know it could rain inside of a casino. Jeff Bliss is here to help me understand these cascades of water while the gambling continues. Jeff, it's okay. Rain is coming to the west, but it was a little overdone in Las Vegas. We need to spread it out. First of all, can it rain inside a casino? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It can, it has, and it probably will continue again to rain inside casinos. Most of the people tend to think those things are like the rainforest type of shows or decorations. But in this case, it was an accumulation of too much water on flat areas of the roof or drained down into the ceilings. And then those ceilings could only hold so much. And boom, there was a deluge in the casinos, and they had to close part of the gaming floors to deal with it. Not at one, but at several of the casinos on the Strip and in the downtown area.
Not only was the rain coming from the roof, it's a big roof, it was way up high, but also it was coming through the walls. Are they below ground?
Well, they do have parking structures in the below ground areas, but you have to remember a lot of those walls and ceilings in Vegas hotels and casinos especially carry a lot of wiring and a lot of piping, not only for air conditioning, but also for all the electronics that are used in surveillance on the gaming floors and for communications throughout the facility. So it's not unusual to see that these buildings have a lot of hollow walls to them.
Another point I saw in the videos is that people were driving into pools of water. Now, Jeff, one of the things I learned as a young person in Philadelphia is never drive into a pool of water. My father taught me that. I wasn't driving. He was. He said, never, ever, no matter what you think. Do they not know this in Las Vegas? Are they so unused to rain?
The short answer is no, they don't really know that. They are not used to rain like that. Now, the people that are the true natives of Las Vegas, they know it. They've learned through generations, you know, that you can have these flash floods. But the folks that are moving from California and other states really haven't had to contend with the kind of, monsoonal moisture they get there. This is the time when you get the monsoons in the Southwest, where you get a huge downburst and you can have a flash flood that rips through a part of the town very quickly and then is gone like that, and you're back to very high temperatures, summer temperatures. In this case, you have people trying to drive through what they think are just small streams, and they turn out to be deep enough to not only stall the car, but to move it downstream and endanger people. So these are things people are not used to in these areas.
Now, High Roller Bliss has taught me everything I know about Las Vegas. And I thought I saw in some of those videos that though the rain is coming down and hitting tables, right over there next to it, they're continuing to gamble. So I'm presuming that people gamble 24 hours a day, and it doesn't bother them that they're getting a little damp.
Those are just distractions, you know. Most of those people sitting at tables that are unaffected are saying, you know, bring me another drink and, put another chip on the black numbers or whatever. Vegas is the kind of place where not a lot of attention is given to anything else except what's going on in front of you at your table.
Jeff Bliss moves from Las Vegas to the drought. This is in California, and you're in Orange County. Are the lawns brown yet? Are there recommendations to keep your to lay off on the watering, anything like that?
We already have people at different agencies, bureaucrats and such, leaders saying, you need to start conserving now, because if you can do it now, it's going to save you a little bit of pain in later on. They have not started to enact really any of these draconian measures you're talking about, but everybody knows they're coming. We're already seeing some lawns go brown by, people volunteering not to water them anymore. And some people are tearing their lawns out and replacing it with landscaping that is water friendly or doesn't use a lot of water. So that's going on right now. But we're sure to see more brown lawns as the summer and the drought go on.
Now, Jeff, it does rain occasionally there, but it's not enough. Is that the thing? It's a severe shortfall. So a cloudburst doesn't help you. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, we've been pulling so much water out of the aquifers. The land is actually subsiding in some places, and that's water that's taken decades, sometimes centuries, to build up to those levels. So, you know, we're way behind in what we need for water. And really, as soon as the water is hitting in many places, it's drying right up. So it's, you can have these big monsoonal flows, like we talk about, where you have the rain hitting hard in the Southwest and the desert areas. It doesn't last long enough to make a difference.
In Los Angeles, there's a mayor's race, and I saw a photograph of Hillary Clinton turning up to endorse Karen Bass. Is there polling about this race?
Well, the polling has shown, has really been about what the difference has been since the election and the ballot counting since then. You know, Rick Caruso seemed to be the odds-on favorite to win at Washaway. He ended up losing to Karen Bass by now, which turns out to be 7 points plus. So there are people saying now she's got it far enough in advance or far enough down the road that she's going to have a hard time losing. But she's got people like Hillary Clinton and other big-time Democrats who are coming to town now to throw their support behind her now that she's emerged as the top dog in the battle.
The mayor is still Eric Garcetti, and you tell me that Eric Garcetti has introduced a rebuilt or renovated or reimagined 6th Street Bridge. What is that?
That's right. It was a bridge that was built to replace the old 6th Street Viaduct. It was a very famous bridge with these curved arches and these very iconic-looking light poles that you'd seen in tons of movies and TV shows over the years. Well, they had to replace it. It was old. It was built back in 1932, so it was 90 years old. This new one is beautiful. It has some of the same touches with the arches and such, but it's got very modern updates to it. Well, they had a big ceremony, ribbon cutting, and then it was adopted immediately by the people of L.A., so much so that people jammed it every night. They were holding drag races on it, lighting illegal fireworks, graffiti, crime, street takeovers, so much so they've had to close the bridge now after spending $588 million to build it. And now they're thinking, well, we can't trust the people to use it the right way with their cars. Maybe we should just leave it to pedestrians and bicyclists.
That's the bridge over the Los Angeles River. Is that correct? You call it a river, but it actually dries up sometimes, correct? Is that what I'm imagining?
You're correct. In most places, it is dry. There are some places up toward the hills where it's got enough water. They have wild trout running in it. It's a very popular place for fishermen. And, of course, when you get down towards the beach, you have water from that area down there. But a lot of the L.A. River is dry 365 days a year unless we get rain.
Yes, I remember it from the movie Them. Do you remember the giant ants who retreat into the sewer system below Los Angeles in the riverbed? And I think that's where I see the 6th Street Bridge. I have to go check the movie. In any event, it was an exciting movie. Now, we move from the $585 million you tell me they spent on the 6th Street Bridge that is now a celebration. That money could have been applied to the bullet train, which is in the billions. However, you send me an article about how you might have spent the money in the bullet trains. What are the ideas, Jeff?
Well, John, some of the ideas, they run, and because we're talking about, you know, more than $100 billion so far, and something that would run into, you know, $200-$400 billion to build, you know, something that could fund HIV research, could help with schools, to build not one but three floating airports in San Diego, to pay for tuition at students at Stanford. I mean, the list goes from the sublime to the ridiculous, but it shows you just how much is being wasted on this train that basically goes from a graveyard at one part of the state, in the central part of the state, to a prison in another part of the central part of the state. And people are just saying, it's time to stop this. It's such a waste.
Your governor, Gavin Newsom, very popular, is running for president, 24, 28. He's got presidential timber about him. He speaks that way. He's running ads in Texas and Florida, you tell me. He knows that there are 270,000 fewer school children enrolled for the term in California than there used to be. Where did they go?
Some of the experts are saying, well, they're not enrolling the children in transitional kindergarten like they're supposed to, or kindergarten, or they're you know, homeschooling their kids and failing to file the paperwork. We also know a very large chunk of that group that's not there are people who are moving out of state because they've had it. They've had enough of it. And so they've moved to places like Texas and Idaho and Nevada with so many other people from throughout California. So this is one of those black marks against Newsom as he prepares to run. A lot of people are saying, you can't even keep your people in your own state. They're so unhappy.
Jeff Bliss, reporting on Pacific Watch. It's rainy in Las Vegas. We need to spread it out a little bit, rain clouds. I'm John Batchelor.